Hello and welcome to the season finale on the Wonder Mom Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Kramer, and I'm very excited that you are joining in today and listening in on this finale episode. And hopefully we'll see how many seasons go on, but I've got season two almost all planned out for you. So I'm really excited to share about what's going to happen in season two, give you a little sneak peek there. I have some wonderful voice messages at the end from friends in Sweden who gave some feedback and also some helpful advice and tips for fellow mothers who are trying to maybe make some friends out there. And I also share my reflections on what were the difficulties of season one and what did I learn from it? And what is it like to be a podcaster? So all of my reflections, the positive and negatives of my very first season podcasting are going to be shared today. And also some other reflections of heavy events that happened this past week. Just keep listening to hear more, but I just had to bring light into life events that have happened. So thank you for your patience and your attention during that part of the podcast. I do conclude with a very nice positive message from my friends. So I hope you stick around to the end, and thank you so much for being here. And welcome to the Wonder Mom Diaries podcast. In this show, a Wonder Mom is defined as a woman juggling all the things, but still has the desire to stay ambitious and find adventure in life, no matter what obstacles come her way. You will hear interviews that focus on adventures you can do with your family, along with episodes packed with helpful advice to hopefully make life a little easier. Whether you are looking for a simple getaway to a nearby park or a trip around the world, this podcast is here to help, support, and guide you to where you want to go and who you want to be. I'm your host, Mandy Kramer, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello and welcome to the Wonder Mom Diaries podcast. My name is Mandy and I am going to be sharing all of my learnings from my very first podcasting season. So this is the season finale, season one finale, and I'm going to be sharing all of what I've learned and what I'm taking away from this experience and applying to season two, which I am also going to be sharing a little bit about. But before I do so, I have to address something that that happened in the wonderful small town community that I work for. I won't dwell on this too much because, frankly, it's quite painful to talk about, and I'm just feeling a fraction of the pain compared to thousands of others. This is probably my sixth time recording this episode because I just couldn't find the right words. So we'll see if I can make it this time around. This past week, the week that I planned to record the season finale, there was a horrific school shooting at the high school in the district that I work for, and four wonderful teenagers lost their lives. A few more were very injured from this horrific incident. I just want to say that I'm really feeling for all of my colleagues that knew these students, for the staff at that school that experienced a real-life lockdown with an active shooter, and the students who did an amazing job executing what we've practiced for. I mean, this district couldn't have been more prepared for this kind of incident, and I'm just really proud of everybody and how they responded to save so many more lives that could have been lost. Also to the first responders who were able to stop the shooter within minutes of a 911 call. It's quite amazing. The amount of support that poured into that small town from the community and local cities and law enforcement. It was truly an amazing response. But despite everybody's proactiveness and the way that they handled everything, it's still a very dark week. It's been a dark week. But this does not define the community. It doesn't define the school or the staff or the kids. And we will move forward from this and find that time and space to heal. And that is that time right now. It's been really hard to try and do this episode, to be honest, because I was really excited to share these reflections and to get the season finale out on time and to feel like I could take a bit of a break. I was going to take a holiday break before season two launches, and you'll hear a little bit more of my reasonings for that. But I just wanted to shed light on this incident, and just from my heart to yours, I am feeling for you if you're hurting this week. So with that, it's probably the most difficult transition a podcaster could make. I'm going to move forward and try and give it my all, and hopefully you'll feel this is an enjoyable and interesting podcast to listen to. If you have never been in the world of podcasting, you're going to get an inside look of it today. All right, here are a couple of things that I learned from my very first season of podcasting. Audio is hard. And I think almost every time I've tried to interview with somebody or record an episode, the technology has failed me in some way, shape, or form. When you are recording a podcast, audio quality is really important. I often try to prepare my guests to have them wear headphones so that you don't hear my voice on their ends as we're recording, because that's really hard to edit out. I have them try to sit in the closet, a walk-in closet if they have one, or just be surrounded by very soft materials so that it doesn't sound too echoey. And then ideally have some kind of decent microphone, whether it's Bluetooth or not. The Apple headphones seem to be pretty good, but most of my guests are not podcasters so far. So having to help them with the audio on one end has been tricky. And then I could have my own mistakes where selecting the microphone for myself, I don't pick the right one and I do an entire interview and my sound quality is terrible, but the guest sounds pretty good. That's definitely a learning curve for season two. I hope that I'm able to kind of learn from doing. I'm also recording on an iPad. When I do my solo casts, I do everything on the iPad. I edit all of my episodes, whether they're interviews or solo casts, on my iPad. So that's also been a learning experience. It took me about 10 different times of trying to record my very first episode before I realized that there was a tiny little setting in GarageBand where you need to allow yourself more than eight bars of recording time. I don't know why it's preset to that, but it was just recording 8 bars worth of sound for me, and that was just, you know, maybe 10 seconds, and then it just stopped recording. So it's been a learning curve for sure. But I'm learning as I go, and I feel like I am pretty savvy with GarageBand when it comes to podcast editing now, and I can do it all from my iPad, which is, I think, pretty unique and cool. Although sometimes I'm on a computer, that's usually for guest interviews. So I use a program called Zencastr. I prefer that one. I noticed the audio quality is a bit better than Zoom. And there's a setting in both of these where you can record separate audio. So it will record the audio of the guest separately than my audio. And then I can edit a lot easier. I can, if somebody coughs or if my dogs start barking or whatever, I'm able to edit that sound out from my end and then be able to merge the two files together. So learning these different apps and knowing the one will work. Zoom works on my iPad, but Zencastr does not. And just learning how to adapt to whatever situation the guest might be in, because they might not have access to Zencastr. I interviewed somebody in Australia for season two, and Zencastr just wouldn't work. So we had to do Zoom. I noticed the comparison of the audio quality, and I do think Zencastr has better audio quality out in the end than Zoom, but Zoom is more accessible. So there's been pros and cons to finding a way to get consistent audio. I know that season one, the audio was kind of all over the place, and thank you for being patient with me about that. But I'm hoping season two gives a lot more consistency when it comes to audio. Just know that I am really trying hard on my end to make it sound really good for your ears. The next reflection is that it is a lot. To do a podcast is a lot. It is not, you just sit down with your cup of coffee and record. I mean, there is a lot of editing involved. I write blog posts, lengthy blog posts. I'm downloading and editing transcriptions that will be uploaded to the website, trying to keep a website updated, create social media posts, just trying to create Pinterest pins for the topics to get more listeners. And eventually I'd love to foster a community, but I'm just not quite there yet. I need to set more of a solid foundation first. It's a lot. So if you're interested in podcasting and you want to just, you know, talk in a microphone, not edit, go for it. But if you really want to have that professional look and feel, which I hope this podcast is, then there's a lot of work that goes into it for sure. But I love every bit of it. Funny enough, I don't think there's any part of the process that I don't enjoy, which is a good sign. There are a few things that I learned from mistakes with season one that I hope to apply to season two. And the first thing is a launch. I listen to a lot of podcasts about making podcasts, and they always talk about a launch. What they don't tell you is that when you submit to Apple Podcasts, I was told, oh, you could have 3 weeks until your podcast is approved. And yeah, it took 24 hours for mine. So before I knew it, my first episodes were up in Apple Podcasts, and I had no opportunity to have a proper launch for the podcast, which I think really hurt in the end, because then I was caught up in just trying to release an episode a week. Even though I gave myself some buffer time, I used that up quite quickly until now I am, you know, recording week by week, which I don't prefer. So the first thing is I want to do a launch for season two, which means that there's going to be a bit of a buildup, and hopefully some fun social online events that will pipe up the excitement for season two and hopefully grow the audience a little bit. Thank you to anybody who has promoted the podcast. Podcasts grow the most through word of mouth. So if you have spread the word for me about my podcast and have shared about it with a friend, thank you so much. That is the best thing that you can do. If you've enjoyed this show and you want to give back, that is the number one thing you can do for me to give back, is to just tell people about this podcast, help them download it on their device, and just spread the word, because that does seem to be statistically the best way for a podcast to grow. So thank you if you've already done that for me. And if you haven't, it's not too late. All right, some other things that I learned from season one that I want to apply to season two. I'd like to have some time to kind of catch up with creating content and digestible pieces for people to learn about and get engaged with through Instagram and also Pinterest. I'm learning a lot about Pinterest and trying to figure that mess out. And then Facebook podcasts, which is a new thing. My podcast was accepted, which is awesome. And you can listen to the podcast directly on that podcast page, Wonder Mom Diaries. And I hope to kind of build up my posts and to schedule them out more and to have everything more prepared for season two. But I'm going to need some time to do that. So right now, my launch date for season two is tentatively January 2nd. So I'm going to have some weeks of December to kind of catch up. And it's been really neat to see, as I've collected a bunch of interviews and I haven't launched them yet, to see this overall theme of self-care and woman empowerment. So season two is going to be focused a lot around that, which I think is very, very appropriate, especially during these dark winter months, to hopefully make more of an emotional impact on you guys and support you in any way that you need. And then I actually already thought about season three and how there's a bit of a theme with that, with out-of-the-box education. So I can't wait to dive into doing some of those episodes because, you know, I'm the teacher at heart, so I have a lot of things to say about the world of education, and I think that it's going to be a pretty fun season. But season two, I have some amazing guests, including from different parts of the world and different topics ranging from self-care to, like I mentioned earlier, women empowerment. So some really cool things. And we touch base about travel and all of those different topics. So it's going to be a pretty awesome season, and I can't wait to have it be released to you. My final takeaway that I've gained from season one of the Wander Mom Diaries podcast is that I really, truly love connecting with my guests and interviewing them and having these conversations. I think it's a highlight of the whole process of podcasting. So that has been really, really fun. I also like sharing my personal experiences and knowledge on my solo cast. So I just really like the balance between both, and I hope to continue that for season two. All right, so I think I can talk forever. So as a recap, the audio is hard and the technology is definitely a learning curve, but it's getting easier and easier each time I do it. It's also never easy talking to myself. That is definitely a work in progress, and hopefully will get easier as the seasons go on. I also will be doing a bit of a break, so please check back in the month of January. My hope is January 2nd is the launch for season two. So please share about this podcast. And in the meantime, I will be posting a lot about the blog posts that I've written about these different episodes from season one. I'll also give some sneak peeks into season two interviews and topics. So please make sure you're following me on the socials at Wander Mom Diaries. Another thing I'd like to highlight is the website. So put a lot of work into the website right now to help it be more accessible. If you're able to listen to the podcast, that's great. That's my personal preference when it comes to digesting content, because I'm just always on the go. Or maybe you like a reference point back to links that were mentioned in the episodes. So please take advantage of those blog posts that are connected with each episode. And you can find those in the show notes. And you can also find them on my website at www.wandermomdiaries.com. Eventually, my goal is to have all of the episodes have transcripts to increase accessibility and searchability. Finally, I'd love to highlight the positive experiences that have come from interviewing my wonderful guests. And I thank all of you, if you're listening, for being on the show. I also really enjoy sharing my personal experiences. And even though it's hard to talk to myself, in the end, I'm proud that I did it. And I enjoy listening to all the different feedback that I get from it. So speaking of feedback, here's a little fun bonus part of this episode. I have reached out to all of my listeners and asked for some audio recordings. And I think the easiest way for me to get that audio, even though it doesn't give me much time to record, is through speakpipe.com/WonderMomDiaries. But I have been getting a couple Facebook voice messages. I absolutely love that. I love hearing from all of you. So if I can get more of those voice messages to add to the episodes, I just think that it would make such a more rich experience. And if you have any questions or topics that you want answered on the podcast, please leave me a voice message for that, and you can get featured on the episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to kind of leave this episode with the voice and messages from my friends. And I hope all of you have a wonderful holiday and have a great new year. And we'll see you back here on January 2nd, 2022.
Hey, I was going to send you a message on the podcast page, but I didn't really want to create an account. But anyways, wanted to tell you that I just listened to your podcast, finally found time, the second episode, and it was great. It was really good. I found it helpful. As you know, I expect Ines to eventually speak four languages, so really good job. Thank you for that.
Thanks so much, Monica, for leaving me that voice message. It really made my day, and I couldn't wait to put it on the podcast. I was just trying to figure out a good time and place. So thanks so much for your feedback. And if you'd like to leave a voice message like Monica did, then please feel free to do it in any way that's easiest, to be honest. You can message me a voice message on Instagram or on Facebook, or you can go to speakpipe.com/wandermomdiaries and leave a recording there. So any way, shape, and form, I would love to hear your voice and get your feedback. Next, we have Claudine, who was so kind enough to tell me a little story about how she was able to make friends while being a new mom in a new country. And I think you're going to really love hearing what she has to say. So here is Claudine.
Hi, Mandy. This is Claudine speaking. I would like to respond to your questions asking how to make friends when you're an expat, when you live abroad. So having lived for abroad for over 15 years in 5 different countries, currently living in Sweden, I found that it was most challenging for me to make friends when I was living in Hong Kong, actually, and Sweden to some extent, I would say. And what I did to ensure that I would connect with people was to simply do things that I enjoyed and attend activities that I enjoyed. And even if I didn't meet people then, I would still end up doing something that I really loved, and that was a great thing to do. So I went to cooking classes, I went to drawing classes, I went to photography lessons, and all these things, and I met some people there. And then I eventually set up my own meetup. So it's that site that you probably have heard of, where you can create a group with an interest that you share with other people on the platform, and if they have the similar interest, they sign up and they will agree to meet whatever day you organize. And I must say that for me, that really worked when I was living in Hong Kong. This is how I met most of my friends, and once that was set, then I expanded my group of friends through these friends, so it was phenomenal. A tip I would give is to not socialize just for the sake of socializing, especially when you end up socializing with people that you don't have a common interest with or that are not necessarily making you feel comfortable. And I think as a younger version of me, I was doing this a lot, like just going out and being around people that didn't necessarily make me feel good just because I wanted to be around people. I think it's important to stay true to yourself in the connections you want to have. So that was that. I think I did a bit of the same in Sweden when I first arrived, because Sweden I found was quite difficult to socialize with initially. Of course, from my workplace, I made a few friends, but I tried to make friendships outside of the workplace, and that really didn't kick off very well, I would say. Today, I can still count the true friends I have here, but I did meet people through going to language lessons, so learning Swedish, for instance, and also as a new mom. I mean, I'm not a new mom anymore now, but as a new mom, I tried to reach out to the French community, because I'm French, on Facebook, and I met 5 other French moms that way, and that also allowed me to expand my group of friends in the city of Malmo. So these are the ways I managed to make friends, and I'm glad I could share them with you. Bye.
So thank you so much, Claudine. That also made my day, and I couldn't wait to put it on this grand finale episode. And I will also try to find a way to get your advice on the podcast that was talking about how to make friends as an expat. So just another learning curve in the world of podcasting, right? Thank you so much for sticking around to the end. Have a wonderful holiday, everybody. It is December 2021, and we will be back in action January 2022. Thanks so much for being here. I hope you guys have a safe and happy holiday. Thanks for taking the time to join in on this episode on the Wander Mom Diaries podcast. If you're enjoying this show, then I would love it if you could tell one other person about it. It's super easy to discover no matter what device you have. Just go to www.wandermomdiaries.com. At my website, you'll find the podcast episodes and the blog posts that match up to the episodes you've listened to. All of my links are in the podcast description, so you don't need to worry about memorizing it, but it's best to share this page with a friend you think will enjoy the show because you can listen in on all the episodes right there from your browser. You can even subscribe with your preferred listening app through that page. It would be absolutely amazing if you could share this resource with one other person today. We are all here to help each other, so if you're a fellow Wander Mom who would like to share your story on the podcast, reach out in the DMs on Instagram at Wander Mom Diaries, or you can email me at wandermomdiaries@gmail.com. I would absolutely love to hear your story. Thanks again for tuning in, and don't be afraid to explore away, Wander Moms.